T. Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. I am so glad that you joined us today. Today, our topic is high blood pressure, also known as the silent killer. Today, my guest is Mrs. Sandra Johnson, and I am very excited to have her with me today. And I will allow her to properly introduce herself. Mrs. Johnson.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sandra Johnson. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also an assistant professor of nursing at Northwestern State University. And I've been in the nursing field of critical care nursing for over 30 years. And I've been teaching at Northwestern for almost 20 years.
Okay. Now, our topic on blood pressure today is lengthy. It's a lot of material to cover. And I just want to let the audience know, if we're not finished with our topic today, you can hear the rest of it, the rest of the show, next week at 11 o'clock on Just Stuff. Now, we're going to start off, Mrs. Johnson. Why is it important to discuss high blood pressure or hypertension?
Okay, it's very important to discuss hypertension or high blood pressure because it affects many different people. It affects many different races of people, more so in Black people, and some people might not know that. So it's important to discuss it. As a matter of fact, high blood pressure in the United States in the year 2020, where people died as a result of complications related to high blood pressure, was about more than 670,000 people who died. So that lets you know the importance of it, okay? Another reason why it's important for people to know and understand about high blood pressure and be aware of it is because high blood pressure can lead to disability.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to be disabled.
Right.
Okay? And the disability is because the blood pressure may be silently present. That means that we may have high blood pressure and not be aware of it for years. Okay?
So is that why they call it the silent killer?
Because we're not aware. That's why they call it the. That's right. That's exactly true. That's why they call it the silent killer. Because if a person is not aware that they have high blood pressure, they never got it checked or wasn't aware that it was high, they can actually die from it if it's not treated. Okay?
Because it affects our bodies, like you said, and we're not aware of it. So
Right. Injuries
take place inside of our bodies, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So if you have high blood pressure, not knowing it because you don't know it because there are no symptoms. There's nothing that tells you. People have high blood pressure and they feel just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't any symptoms or any signs notable that they have it. So that's what makes it really dangerous. That's why we have to talk about it and discuss it. Actually, high blood pressure over time can cause a heart attack. It can cause you to have heart failure. It can cause a stroke in your brain. It can cause kidney disease and kidney failure. And it can also cause a person to go blind. Those are the disabilities that you face if you have high blood pressure over a number of years without being treated. So that's why it's important to know. And the fact that it is the silent killer, we want more and more people to know about it and be aware of it. You can actually die from it because you don't know you have it.
So what exactly is blood pressure? What exactly is that?
All right, it's good to understand what blood pressure, what do we mean by pressure, okay? Now, right. Most people I'm not even aware of that.
Right.
Pressure means, let me give you an example. Think of a balloon. If you have a balloon and you want to blow it up, you blow a certain amount of pressure of air into that balloon to blow it up, right? Mm-hmm. You force air into it. You're pushing pressure against the balloon walls with air. That's what blows it up. And right. Guess what? If you keep pushing pressure of air into that balloon, what's going to eventually happen to that balloon?
It's going to explode.
It's going to rupture. It's going to explode, right? So your arteries are carrying blood, and the blood flowing through your arteries. Okay, let me back up a minute. An artery is what carries blood to all of the organs in your body, pumped by the heart. Okay, mm-hmm. The blood is being pumped by the heart through the arteries, and it's supposed to be under a specific amount of pressure, mm-hmm. which is considered normal. When that pressure becomes too high in those arteries, it eventually damages the arteries. Well, if the arteries are damaged, just like the balloon, if the arteries are damaged, they may no longer work properly. So as the blood is trying to get to your organs, it can't get there because the arteries are damaged from the high blood pressure. That's what blood pressure is, okay? In essence, blood pressure is the pressure of blood pushing against the arterial walls, okay? Mm-hmm. Pushing against it. So if that's happening over a period of time, eventually your blood vessels or your arteries will be destroyed. If they're destroyed, they can't carry oxygen and nutrients to the organs, to your heart, your brain, your liver, your pancreas, your toes, your fingers, everything in the body, okay? So it's all about the arteries in the body, okay? Mm-hmm. So when they are destroyed, and we'll talk about it later, what causes them to be destroyed, okay? Mm-hmm. Different things. But that's essentially what blood pressure is.
So the operative word here is pressure.
Yes, pressure.
The pressure of the blood.
Right. That's right. The pressure of the blood. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll say. My. So, with that fact, because when we get our blood pressure readings, it's always one something over, about a top number and a bottom number. So tell us what the numbers mean, because a lot of us will hear that our blood pressure is, maybe 80 over 50. No, we're not good if it's 80 over 50. Maybe 120 over 80. And we don't think much about the numbers. So what do the numbers mean when you get your blood pressure taken? And what is considered as a normal blood pressure, and what's considered not normal?
Right. Okay. And this is very important as well, to know your numbers. Okay. So when a blood pressure is measured, it's measured as a top number over a bottom number. So it's a top number, a little line under that number, and then a bottom number. The top number is a little higher. The bottom number is lower. Okay. The normal blood pressure is 120 over 80 or lower than that. Okay? Mm-hmm. 120 over 80 or lower. Mm-hmm. That's your normal blood pressure reading. Okay? So remember, you have a top number and a bottom number. We're right. We don't have time to get into what the top number means and what the bottom number means, but they do mean something, okay? But you really don't need to know that. You just need to know what your number is, okay? So remember, 120 over 80 or lower is normal. Okay. 130 over more than 80 on the bottom, that means that your blood pressure is getting a little high, okay? Your doctor is going to have some concern about that, or your healthcare provider, they're going to be concerned because that's way higher than 120. 130 is way higher than 120. So it gives a little bit concern depending on the person's health status. If you're in good health, and your blood pressure is up to 130, okay, well, you know, we're not as concerned, but it's still high. It's still a high blood pressure, okay? But if a person is 130 over 80 or more than 80, and they have a lot of health issues already, then that's a big concern, okay? Even though it's not real high, but it's high enough, okay? And then 140 over 90, it's just simply too high. Now, you don't just look at one blood pressure reading. It has to be taken several times to determine if it's high. Okay? You can't just go to the doctor one time and have your blood pressure taken, and your doctor will tell you, oh, your blood pressure's too high. Well, he or she has to check it again and then again. Okay. They have to check it a number of times to make sure it's staying high. If it stays high, then you have hypertension or high blood pressure. Not just a one-time check, okay? They may check it one day, check it another day, and another day, okay? And if it's consistently high, so your word today is consistently high, okay? But if it's consistently high, then we know that you have high blood pressure. Okay, so 140 over 90, remember that. If your blood pressure is higher than 140 over 90, then you might have high blood pressure. If you're checked, it has to be checked more than once. Every time you check it, if it's more than 140 over 90, okay? So if you're at home and you're checking it, and you've never had high blood pressure before, and you're home and you check it, and you keep getting those high numbers, then what should you do?
Go to the doctor.
That's right. Go to your healthcare provider to make sure, you know, get checked, okay?
Not hesitate, right. Because we have a habit of, you know, saying, well, it's going to be okay, and we don't go, we don't take care of ourselves, but as you are explaining it to us, then we realize that it's essential that we take care of our blood pressures if they're not at a normal number.
Yes, and if you're not sure, when you have your blood pressure taken, if you're taking it at home or in a, like somewhere like Walgreens where they have like a blood pressure machine or something, you know, you might not be sure of the number. So if you're not sure, what should you do?
Go to the doctor.
If you think it's high, go to the doctor. And if you're not sure, you need to go to the doctor because it's very, very important. Remember I talked about the disabilities that can happen. You know, so you have to go and get it checked. Don't be afraid, because if you have high blood pressure, you definitely want to know. You don't just want to sit on it. You definitely want to know that you have it so it can be properly treated.
And you talked about the pressure, the operative word, because if the pressure in the arteries are too high, then something is going to be damaged. If it stays too high too long, something is going to be damaged. So So what is prehypertension?
Okay, prehypertension is a term that your doctor or your healthcare provider may use, okay? Prehypertension means that your numbers are getting a little high. You may not have high blood pressure yet, but your numbers are inching up. it's cause for concern, because if we see someone with pre-hypertension, that means their numbers are a little bit high, and we ignore it, then the next time they go to get their blood pressure checked, it may be, in fact, much, much higher, and they may be hypertensive. So if we can catch a person at the pre-hypertensive stage, then they have a better chance of doing well and, you know, controlling their hypertensive state.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about low blood pressure. Is low blood pressure as serious as high blood pressure?
Okay, so we hear a lot about high blood pressure.
Right.
But low blood pressure is just as serious. It's just as serious, okay? The only big difference is that with high blood pressure, you don't necessarily have any symptoms. But with low blood pressure, you have a lot of symptoms.
Oh, okay.
If your blood pressure drops too low, you become dizzy, you might faint, you might have some chest pain, because what happens when your blood pressure is too low, it's an insufficient amount of blood being pumped by the heart to your organs.
Okay.
Whereas the other one, high blood pressure, it's too much pressure going into the organs, right? So it's just as important, but usually you have symptoms with it, so you're going to be treated right away, okay? You know, if you pass out, somebody's going to take you to the emergency room, or you're going to get treated some way. Somebody's going to call the ambulance or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
So, so low blood pressure. But we're not talking about low blood pressure today.
No,
okay? So don't get them all mixed up.
No.
High blood pressure is the one. Hypertension is the one about today, okay? So don't get worried if your blood pressure seems like it's low. If your blood pressure seems low and you feel just fine, then you're just fine, okay?
Okay.
Bottom line.
Okay, because you said with low blood pressure, we're gonna have some type of symptoms.
You'll have symptoms.
Send us to the doctor.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But the high blood pressure is silent. So we're not going to have any noticeable symptoms. Okay.
Right.
Now, what are some of the conditions that put people at risk for developing high blood pressure?
Okay. Now, this is really important. This is the important thing about it.
Okay.
What makes people have high blood pressure? We call those risk factors.
Okay.
And some of those risk factors, first of all, getting your blood pressure checked is important. First, let me say that. Going to have your blood pressure checked is important. And I want to say this before we go any further. When you get your blood pressure checked, always ask your healthcare provider, is my blood pressure okay? Is it too high? Is it too low? I'm concerned about having high blood pressure. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and ask questions, okay? Don't be afraid to ask your healthcare providers questions, okay? Your healthcare provider could be your registered nurse, your RN, your nurse practitioner, or your primary care doctor.
Right.
Okay? All right, so those are the people, when you have questions, that's who you want to ask those questions to, because they're all of them are trained to teach you about your blood pressure, your high blood pressure, okay?
Okay.
So you want to ask, what is it? And when do you go and get your blood pressure checked? Well, what if there's a health fair? You know, sometimes you hear about health fairs. That's a great time to go and get your blood, because it's free. It's free. Go, if you hear of a health fair in your community, go ahead and get anywhere that blood pressure is free. Just go ahead and get yours checked.
Yeah.
Write the number down. Don't rely on memory. Write the numbers down on something. And then you can ask your health care providers, you know, what is it? Is it good? Do I need to worry? Or whatever.
Okay.
So what are some conditions that put people at risk for having high blood pressure? Mm-hmm. Okay. a lack of exercise or not being very active can cause a person to develop high blood pressure. Okay, the more we move around, the more our heart pumps, and it pumps well. Mm-hmm. Okay, and our arteries stay at the, you know, the pressure level within that they should be. Okay, the more we move around, the more exercise we do. If you are a person who does not exercise, you don't walk anywhere, you don't get outside and, you know, move around, you sit down a lot and you watch TV a lot and you're not moving around a lot, that puts you at risk for high blood pressure. Okay, so you want to watch yourself. Another thing that can put you at risk for high blood pressure is smoking.
Oh.
Okay, if you're a smoker, smoking makes the arteries tiny. It makes them small. So it's hard for the blood to push through. And as the blood is pushing through those small arteries, the pressure is high.
Okay.
So that's what makes you have high blood pressure when you smoke. And that's a known fact. Okay? And that's why we always try to get people to stop smoking. Now, we don't expect you to stop smoking overnight, okay? Smoking, it takes time to stop smoking. There is lots of ways to get help to stop smoking, okay? So doctors, if you tell your doctor you want to get help to quit smoking, they can put you on some medication that can help you. You know, they can tell you different things to do to help to quit your smoking habit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Eating very salty foods with a lot of salt in them, which we call sodium. So if you ever hear a healthcare provider say the word sodium, it just means salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we eat foods, and we all do, we like salty foods. It makes our foods taste
absolutely.
Okay? But it can also make your blood pressure high.
Mm-hmm.
Salt in your blood can make your blood pressure very high. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we want to try to learn about a healthy diet. Okay, and not taking in too much salt.
Right.
All right, having heart disease, having problems with your heart can cause you to have high blood pressure. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you have heart disease, okay,
mm-hmm.
you can develop high blood pressure from that. And on the other hand, if you have high blood pressure, it can also cause you to have heart disease. So those two things go hand in hand. Okay. So having diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, can cause you to have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so diabetes, and many people have diabetes. It needs to be checked. You need to have your diabetes controlled,
mm-hmm.
and stick with your healthcare provider's regimen. Take your medication how you're supposed to, because diabetes can lead to a person having hypertension or high blood pressure. Another thing that can put you at risk for high blood pressure is being overweight. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Being overweight. Diabetes can cause you to be overweight, and overweight can cause you to have diabetes. Okay?
<Isn't> that something?
That's another thing that goes hand in hand. So being overweight, so watch your weight. That's a whole different show, talking about weight and overweight. That's a whole different show. I mean, that can take a whole 30 minutes. But just so you know, if you know you are overweight, just take a minute to look at yourself, and you can tell if you're overweight, okay? Even if everyone in your family is overweight, it still doesn't, you know, make it any better, okay?
Right.
Being overweight is one of the causes of high blood pressure, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, having said that, there are three things that a person can have that they cannot change at all, and that could cause them to have high blood pressure.
Okay.
Genetics. If your parents had high blood pressure, both parents had high blood pressure and it runs in your family, then you can't help it. So if you know that, you can go and have it checked and tell your healthcare provider, look, high blood pressure runs in my family. I want to get mine checked to make sure I don't have it. Okay, so that's genetics. And you can't help it if you're genetically predisposed.
Okay.
Age. As we get older, as we get up in age, the blood pressure does tend to get a little bit higher. So we want to be careful as we get older. We want to make sure we check our blood pressure. And the third thing is race, ethnicity. Race. The black people have the highest blood pressure in the United States, okay?
Oh,
within the black race, they have the highest percentage of people with high blood pressure. We don't know why. I mean, there are a lot of theories out there as to why black people have, you know, real high blood pressure, but they do. So if you're a black person and you're overweight, you smoke, you have diabetes, just think about yourself. Those are four risk factors right there. So you really do need to go and have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis, okay?
Yes.
Also, one more thing is alcohol. Drinking too much alcohol can make your blood pressure go up as well.
Oh, my. And that's, you know, people shouldn't be afraid, like you said earlier, shouldn't be afraid to go and see a doctor if they're predisposed or if they have issues that will cause their blood pressures to, you know, go too high or too low, but a lot of people are just afraid. They don't want to know. They
want
to continue to do what they're doing and not pay any attention to it. And I can't say too much because I am one of the world's worst about going to a doctor. That's a last resort. But as you get older, you learn to try to take better care of yourself. But you don't need to wait until you get older to take better care of yourself. You need to take better care of yourself, you know, while you're at an age that you can enjoy your life. But, you know, this is an important, important topic, and we're almost out of time for this show, but I'm going to ask the audience to please come back next week for the remainder of our topic on high blood pressure. And like I said, today my guest is Mrs. Sandra Johnson, and she will be with us again next week to continue this program on high blood pressure. Tune in next week, audience. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us today. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
I'm only worried about what's best. for my soul. That's why I'm singing.